to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to ask some hard questions while we take a look at what people do for a living and whether it agrees with their beliefs. What's more normal than asking someone, "What do you do for a living?" It's a good question. But I think a better question might be, do you ever take the time to ask yourself the same thing? What do you do for a living? What are you doing to put food on your table, a roof over your head, to pay for the things that allow you to have a life? Does the time you spend earning your living agree with how you want to spend the precious hours of that life? It's funny how people don't seem to take the time to ask themselves these hard questions very often. In fact, we seem to go out of our way to find all kinds of outside hobbies, pastimes, movies, sports, and other entertainments to keep ourselves busy enough that we never have to take a good look on the inside. When I was a young teacher, I was in an in-service training with an excellent guest speaker. He asked the hard questions. He started off the workshop asking us to raise our hands if we thought we were living as we believed. Everyone raised their hand. Then he asked the big auditorium packed full of teachers if they believed that wearing seatbelts made driving safer and saved lives. And again, everyone in the room raised their hands without hesitation. Then he smiled and asked us how many of us always wore our seatbelts, and realize it was the 1980s and they weren't mandatory. Well, now only about half the audience raised their hands. Then he asked how many of us would encourage and support child labor in our world. The room was silent and absolutely no one raised their hands. But then he asked us to raise our hands if we were wearing clothes or shoes made in China, Thailand, or Bangladesh. Well, nearly everyone kind of sheepishly raised their hands. It was quickly evident that we really weren't living in line with our beliefs. His point was that saying something and then actually living up to it are sometimes two totally different things. He certainly had my attention. So, as long as we're asking the hard questions, why not take the time to ask yourself right now, what do you do for a living? Is it actually a good thing to do in the first place? Is it in line with your beliefs? Now, we're not asking if you're making good money, or if it's prestigious, or if the hours and perks are good, but we're asking if you are actually doing something that is good. Do you provide a necessary service? Does what you do help people? Does doing your job each day make the world a little bit better place? If the answer to these questions is no, then you might want to ask yourself why you chose to do this in the first place. I know it's easy to justify what you do by saying things like, "Hey, I do what I have to do to get by." But does just getting by really justify doing things that you don't actually agree with? It is your life, after all. Is this really the way you want to live your life? There's a great episode of the sitcom Frasier, where he's having to do a graveyard shift, and a convenience store clerk calls into his radio show. The clerk says, "I've been watching myself in the video camera, and the camera me is doing things I don't approve of." It's really funny in the show, but in real life, I wonder how many of us, that if we saw ourselves doing our work in the camera, would we approve of what the camera me is doing? So, what is a person to do if their job includes doing bad things, things they don't approve of? Are we all so controlled by the money we earn that it puts us in a position of doing things we don't agree with? Does our need to have a life or a career speak louder than the voice of our beliefs? What can a person do if the camera you is doing things you don't approve of? Do you complain about it? Do you quit? It's you who are doing the things, even if someone else is paying you to do it. Shouldn't you be the one responsible? Now let's set that aside for just a moment and imagine what a different place the world would be if greedy, unkind, unfair, and unjust people actually had to do their own dirty work. No poor people to use as guards to keep the riffraff away or protect their palatial homes. No one to run their child labor sweatshop factories. No one to foreclose the delinquent loan or repossess the car or the house. No one to club and mace the peaceful protesters in the streets demanding justice. It's always poor people who are made to do these terrible things. And why do they do it? In order to make a living. Well, I guess I've become a bit like that guest speaker I liked so many years ago, asking the hard questions. But a person taking the time to ask themselves the hard questions, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.